In our previous shiurim, we've been discussing the halacha of eruvit chumim, eruvit chetzeris, that can we use a cotton or can we not use a cotton? And as we've been discussing, we've been mentioning the opinion of Tosfos that the issue of a cotton is that he doesn't have nemanis, and according to Rashi, the issue is that a cotton doesn't have the ability to place an eruv. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Tes Sif Ches, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yitzah Yishlach Eirv Ayidei Shliach. If he wants, he could send the Eirv through a Shliach. V'yoyim behezeh Eirv Yei Ploini Mutal Leilich. He has to say that with this Eirv, I could carry. V'ach Lo Yecher, and as the Sharetzion points out, the need to say this is absolutely necessary, as is actually taught in the previous halacha. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues, "Vachlei cherishayt v'katan." You can't send it with a cherishayt v'katan. And interestingly, Tosfos, the Mishnah Berura, says that even though normally throughout halacha, the definition of a cherish is somebody who's a deaf mute, who can't hear and speak, here, the definition of a cherish is if he can't speak, he can't put the eruv. Because as we're explaining, the need to say that you're placing the putting that you want to rely on this eruv is absolutely essential. And as we just explained, that's absolutely essential. And therefore, if you have a cherish who could hear but not speak, he doesn't have the ability to say this. If you sent the eruv one of such of these types of individuals, ain't eruv. But if he asked someone else to receive the eruv on his behalf, and you sent it through one of these individuals, or as the Gemara here continues to teach us, Shoch al pillow al kaif, it was sent through an elephant or a monkey, through an animal. V'ra merachik shigiyosham, and you see from far away that the Erev arrived. V'nasim loy, and you give that, and that the shliach accepted the Erev. Havei Erev, abish loy ra shenicha acha, even if you didn't see that the second person actually put it down. T'chazaka shliach ashes l'chusay. So there's a number of different points that we can learn from learning the Sifra Shulchan Aruch. One thing we learn from the Sifra the Shulchan Aruch is that in the Machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi, that a cotton doesn't have the ability to put down the Eruv. Even if we know for sure that he put it down, it would not be valid. Furthermore, in the question that we raised in our previous year, what is the halacha? Do I have to see that the person I asked to put down the Erev, the adult that I asked to put down the Erev, do I have to see him actually obtain the Erev from the first individual? Or is it adequate that I saw that he got to him? From the Shulchan Aruch it seems, Vim Amal Achel Kabamanu, it's going v'ra merachik shehigia sham. The Shulchan Aruch says, as long as I see that the child, the cherishayt v'katan, the pillow kaif, get there, that's enough. I don't have to see that he actually receives it. Those are two halachas that we clearly see from the Shulchan, that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening. We continue looking at the bir halacha. And the Bi'a Halacha here quotes a very big chiddush from the Prima Gadim. V'yom b'zeh Erev Yei Ploini. We said that when you send the Erev, you have to have somebody say that I'm relying on this Erev. And says the Bi'a Halacha, V'yimir Ma'akev, as we explained when we learned the Shulchan Aruch, the saying that I'm relying on this Erev is absolutely necessary. But now, the Bi'a Halacha quotes a Prima Gadim. V'mama balabayis b'zeh pas shemeniach shluchi le'erev eyimuta l'halich m'makim ploini apayim amal kol ruach. if when the person sent the child, he said that he says the nosach gam kemehani, prima godim. The prima godim is telling us that you know when there's a problem sending a child. There's only a problem sending a child if you're relying on the child to say the nusach. But if you're not relying on the child to say the nusach, then the halacha would be, then you could send the heir with a child and it'll be fine. And this prima godim, and I even looked up the prima godim inside in Eish Lavrom, Sivkot and Tazayin, is very difficult to understand. Certainly, the prima godim is very difficult to understand according to Tosfos. The Tosfos says that a child has no nemanis. So how could my saying be adequate? We still have a concern. Did the child actually deliver the Erev? And as we explained in the first of our series of Shurim on this subject, most Achronim say the Rashi also agrees with Tosfos' concern. So how could the Prima Godim say that by me saying this Nusach, everything is fine? So some explain that what the Prima Godim means to say is that the Prima Godim is not coming to be Mekel. The Prima Godim is saying that according to Tosfos, the child is Neman if he plays the Erev. And Tosfos taught us that if we saw that he took the Erev and placed it where he was supposed to place it, the Erev would be good, even though it was taken through a Cheresh Shoyt of a cotton. On that, says the Prima Godim, that even though Tosfos is saying all of that, that wouldn't be enough. Because since the halacha is that in order for an Erev to be considered a kosher Erev, you have to say this Nusach, so coupled with the child taking it, and coupled with us seeing that the child actually placed it where he was supposed to place it, I also have to say this Nusach. So according to Tosfos, we maybe now could understand the Prima Godim. But according to Rashi, we have a very fundamental difficulty. Rashi is the mandamah that says that the katan doesn't have the ability to make an Erev because the placing of an Erev, we said, is a Maisa Kinyan. And a katan can't make a Kinyan. So how could the Prima Godim say, and the Prima Godim is saying his vart on the Sif of Shulchan Aruch that we just finished explaining, it follows the opinion of Rashi. So if Rashi learns that a cotton can't make a Kenyan, how could my saying change everything? A very difficult Prima Godim. So we have to perhaps now understand that the machloikus of Rashi and Tosfos is no longer that significant. And Rashi and Tosfos actually agree that if I make the Erev and I say the Nusach, that is what makes the Erev. The machloikus of Rashi and Tosfos is not a machloikus if I can have a cotton do the Maisa Pil, the Maisa Koif, of carrying the Erev. They could do that Maisa Pil or Maisa Koif. The concern of Rashi is not that the cotton can't make a Kenyan. If I make the Amira, the Prima Godim says that it's not the cotton's Kenyan. It's my Kenyan. But it has to be in a way that I should know that the Erev is there and that the Erev is there permanently. In other words, Rashi is teaching us a very different vart than what we've been explaining. We've been explaining that Rashi teaches us that a cotton doesn't have the ability to place an Erev. Cotton can't make the Kinyan. But that isn't an unavoidable problem, tells us the Prima Godim. The way to avoid that problem is by me saying the Nusach. But Rashi has a different concern. Rashi's concern is that if the Erev was placed if I'm completely relying on a cotton, maybe the Erev wasn't put down properly. Because whenever I have to rely on a cotton, I have to be concerned that maybe something got not done properly. In fact, I saw a fantastic Meiri. The Meiri says that what would be the halacha in the Gemara that I asked the katan to take the Erev, and I saw that the katan gave it to the other individual, which the Gemara taught us, that if I see him giving it to the other, Mishnah taught us, that if I saw him giving it to the other individual, then the Erev is a kosher Erev. And then when I get there, to wherever the Erev was supposed to be, the Erev isn't there. What's the halacha? The Miri is concerned that the Erev may not be good at Erev. Why? Because it could, most places can disagree with the Miri. But what's the Miri teaching us? What the Miri is teaching us is that the concern here is not a concern as much about the kinyan of the Erev. The concern is that was it thought when you're relying on a cotton, we're not sure that he will be doing it properly. And when I'm not doing it by myself, I always have to be concerned when there's a cotton involved. On the other hand, we can now understand, interesting, in our, the way we've been learning our Gemara, Rashi is certainly a much bigger machmer than Tosfos. Because Rashi says that even if I, the way we learn Pash, Pshat, and Rashi, that even if I saw the cotton, and that is Pshat and Rashi, deliver the Erev, it wouldn't be good. According to Tosfos, we learned that if we saw the cotton take the Erev, it would be a good Erev. Says, but it's the very same Rashi whose Mako that we quoted the Machlokes Rishonim, and we saw how the Shulchan Aruch actually paskins in that Machlokes Rishonim. But we quoted the Machlokes Rishonim. What does it mean when the Gemara? What does it mean when the Gemara says Ba'omid V'Reihu? Doesn't mean that he actually saw that the Gadol took it from the cotton, or does it just mean that the cotton arrived at the Gadol? And Rashi, who is, and we keep on saying, the big Machmer, all of a sudden Rashi is Mekel. Rashi says that all we have to see is that he arrived by the Gadol. We don't have to see him actually giving it to the Gadol. Why is Rashi all of a sudden Mekel? Because Rashi isn't against Ketanim. Rashi's concern is that not that the cotton can't do anything, that he won't do it properly. And according to Rashi, the need to place the Erev properly is absolutely essential. And what got me to understand that that is Rashi's approach to Hilchos Erevin? Actually, what helped me understand that that's the way to understand Rashi's Pshat is actually a Rashi on a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph teaches us that if somebody put an Erev down, and the Mishnah taught us all sorts of different problems, the Skagim Chutz L'Tchum, Nofel of Gal, Nisrif, Trum of Anitmas. So the Mishnah says, if any of these events occurred Mibay Join during the day, the halacha is that it's not a valid Erev. But on the other hand, if it happened Mishicha Sheicha, if it happened only after Shabbos began, then Hareza Erev, it's considered a kosher Erev. And there's a very fundamental machlokes harishonim. Why? Most rishonim learn that why, if it happened mibay join, is it considered a valid? Why if it only happened mishicha sheicha, is it considered a valid Erev? Because the defining moment for an Erev to be a kosher Erev is bein hashmashos, and if bein hashmashos I had a good Erev, that's all that counts. That's the way most Rishonim learn Pshat in that Mishnah. But there are Rishonim. Rashi, if we look in Rashi, Divrei Maskil Mishech Sheicha, takes a very different approach. Mishech Sheicha says Rashi, Kfa Kfona Eir Ben Eshmoshes, V'Shavas Ha'al V'Hutra Hutra. Rashi goes back to a concept that we discussed on that Yud Zayin Amin Aleph. The concept of Hoyl V'Hutra Hutra. And when we learned that concept of Hoyl V'Hutra Hutra, we learned that it's we only say the concept of Hoyl V'Hutra Hutra. It's a machloikis, where we learned this Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin. And furthermore, when we learned the concept of Hoy V'Hutra Hutra, we learned that it has to be, in a way, that it should be good for the whole Shabbos. And therefore, I saw that the Ragged Shover explains that let's say somebody puts down an Erev on Erev Pesach, and he puts down an Erev made out of Chometz, says the Ragged Shover wouldn't be a good Erev. Now, according to the first opinion of Rishonim that we just quoted a few moments ago, it shouldn't make a difference. Because if the defining moment is Bein HaShemashos, and Bein HaShemashos is a time when an Erev could be put down, and Bein HaShemashos is a time that an Erev could be put down, is that when the Chometz Erev is fine, it should make a difference that it's not fine right after Bein HaShemashos when it's Pesach. But according to Rashi, Hoyel V'Hutra Hutra says that it has to be a good Erev, at least for the whole Shabbos. And then we could say Hoyel V'Hutra Hutra. And therefore, says the Ragged Shover, according to Rashi, if you'll put down an Erev of Chometz on Erev Pesach, even though Bein HaShemashos Erev Pesach, maybe it's not a problem, it wouldn't be a kosher Erev. What's Rashi teaching us? Rashi's teaching us a whole new Yesod. Rashi's teaching us that an Erev that's put down has to be put down perfectly. And if it's not perfect, it's not an Erev. And that's the problem of a Katan. The problem of a Katan is not as much of his inability to make a Kinyan. The problem of a Katan is that a Katan can't do it right. And Rashi holds that if the Erev is not put down perfectly, it's not a good Erev. Now we could understand the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if it's a 9 or 10 year old, the Erev is a kosher Erev. So we said that maybe according to Tosfos, we could understand that Yerushalmi. Because maybe what the Yerushalmi means is that once somebody's 9 or 10 years old, he already has Nemanis. But we said, how do we understand Rashi? The answer is because according to Rashi, it's also very similar. The Erev has to be done right. Once it's 9 or 10, then it's done right. And therefore, the fact that he's a katan doesn't completely disqualify that Erev. And with that, we can answer the question that Tosfos asks on Rashi. Tosfos asks on Rashi, and I said we would get back to this question, that the Gemara Masechta Me'ilah teaches us that in Hilchos Me'ilah the halach is as follows. That if the shliach does what he was told to do, then the mishaleach is the mayor. If he doesn't, then the shliach is the one who did the Me'ilah. So, the Gemara Masechta Me'ilah teaches us on Daf Chaf Aleph that if somebody sent a cheresh shayt of a katan to do Me'ilah and they did what they were instructed, the halacha is that the Mishaleich did Me'ilah. I asked the Gemara, the Ketanim are not B'nei Shlichas. The answer, says the Gemara, is that the Shlichas is valid, just like the shlichus of a pill and a kaif could be valid for Erev Tchumim. So we see, Tosfos says, that a cotton can make an Erev, just like a pill and a kaif can make an Erev. So the Achrayim say that there it's talking about B'omid V'reyu, that we saw that the cotton or the pill gave it over to a gadol. But the way we're learning now, it's not that a cotton is completely excluded, according to Rashi. A katan is not completely excluded. The concern of a katan is that it wasn't done right. And if we can make it be done right, then Rashi will agree that it's a valid Erev. And that's why the Prima Gadim says that if I do the Amira, and as the Shulchan Aruch in the previous Sif taught us, that it's the Amira that makes it into the proper Amira, so that makes it into the correct Erev, that even though I sent it through a katan, the integral part of the Erev was done properly, and it will be considered a valid Erev. Now we understand that the Machloikas of Rashi and Tosfos. The Machloikas of Rashi and Tosfos is only how far do we need to be concerned, because the Machloikas is how far do we have to make sure that it's done right. In fact, Rashi could be even more makel, because Rashi could be holding that as soon as a gadol is involved, our level of concern drops even more than Tosfos would say that our level of concern drops. The Machloikas of Rashi and Tosfos is, until we have that level of concern aviated, what is the halacha? Rashi holds that we have to be very concerned, because Rashi holds that Erev Bein HaShemashos has to be put down perfectly correctly. Tysus, on the other hand, doesn't have that concern, and therefore Tysus says, I could send my Erev with a cotton, just make sure that the cotton deposits the Erev. But now we could understand why Tysus will agree. We come back to the question that the Tzfas Emes asked. We said that the Tzfas Emes asked the question that according to Tysus, if I didn't see that the cotton took the Erev, why shouldn't I be concerned that maybe he did put down the Erev? Because Tysus agrees that we have to be that when a cotton does it, the cotton doesn't have the ability to make a kinyan. Tysus' only concern is the machlokes Rashi and Tysus is only how far do I have to be concerned when the cotton did do something. But until the cotton did it, nobody has any real respect for what the cotton did. And therefore, Tysus says that until I saw the cotton put it down, I don't have to consider it an Erev. Rashi says that even after cotton put it down, I still have to be concerned.